Let us pray.
Ẹjẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà.
Father, we thank you for this service today.
Bàbá wa dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín fún ìjọsìn yìí lónìí.
We thank you because of your word that is plain and clear.
A dúpẹ́ púpọ̀ fún ọ̀rọ̀ yín tí ó hàn kedere.
We bless your name because you have not left us in darkness.
A fi ìbùkún fún orúkọ yín nítorí ẹ kò fi wá sílẹ̀ sínú òkùnkùn.
You have shown us what you require from us in this world.
Ẹ ti fi ohun tí ẹ ń béèrè lọ́wọ́ wa nínú ayé yìí hàn wá.
So we can be fully prepared before we see you face to face up above.
Kí a bá lè gbáradì bí ó ti yẹ kí a tó rí yín lókè lójúkojú.
And so that we'll be able to get ready to escape the judgment that is coming upon the world.
Àti kí a bá lè múra sílẹ̀ láti lè sá àsálà kúrò nínú ìdájọ́ tí ń bọ̀ wá sórí ayé.
You have told us it is not your will that any should perish.
Ẹ ti sọ fún wa wípé kì í ṣe ìfẹ́ yín pé kí ẹnikẹ́ni ṣègbé.
But that all shall come to life eternal.
Bí kò ṣe kí gbogbo ènìyàn wá sí ìyè àìnípẹ̀kun.
We come to you today wanting to hear from you.
A tọ̀ yín wá lónìí, a fẹ́ gbọ́ ohùn yín.
Asking that your spirit will make your word clear, plain, convicting, challenging to every one of us in Jesus' name.
À ń bẹ̀bẹ̀ wípé kí ẹ jẹ́ kí ẹ̀mí yín kí ó mú kí ọ̀rọ̀ yín kí ó yé wa kí ó hàn kedere kí ó pè wá níjà kí ó sì mú kolúkúlùkà kí ó wárìrì níwájú yín ní orúkọ Jésù.
We are also asking that you will give us the grace to follow you and to fully obey you in every detail of the word you reveal to us in Jesus' name.
A tún gbàdúrà wípé kí ẹ folúkúlùkà ní orí ọ̀fẹ́ láti gbọ́ràn sí yín ní kíkún àti láti ṣe ohun gbogbo tí ọ̀rọ̀ yín pa láṣẹ fún wa.
We are asking that you will help us so that there will be no distraction for any of us as we hear your word now.
À ń bẹ̀bẹ̀ wípé kí ẹ tún olúkúlùkù wa lọ́wọ́ kí ó má ṣe sí ohunkóhun tí yóò mú ọkàn wa kúrò nínú ọ̀rọ̀ yín tí a ó máa gbọ́ nísinsìnyí.
That our thoughts, our mind, our eyes, our body will be completely under your control.
Pé kí àwọn èrò ọkàn wa, kí gbogbo àgọ́ ara wa, kí gbogbo ìwà àti ìṣe wa kí ó wà ní abẹ́ àkóso ọ̀rọ̀ yín nìkan.
So that we'll not miss anything you want to tell us.
Kí a má bàa pàdánù ohunkóhun tí ẹ fẹ́ sọ fún wa.
And so we'll be fully prepared whenever the trumpet will sound.
Kí a sì lè múra sílẹ̀ ní kíkún nígbàkúgbà tí ìpè yóò dún.
We bless your name because we know you have answered us.
A fi ìbùkún fún orúkọ yín nítorí àmọ̀pẹ́ ti dá wa lóhùn.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
We're grateful to the Lord for giving us yet another opportunity to gather before Him and to listen to His word.
A fi ìmore wa sí Ọlọ́run fún kíkó wa jọpọ̀ síwájú rẹ̀ àti fífún wa ní àǹfààní láti gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Every day we have to spend here on earth is a new, fresh opportunity for us to prepare to meet the Lord up in the sky.
Ọjọ́ kọ̀ọ̀kan tí a bá ní àǹfààní láti lò lórí ilẹ̀ ayé nìyí jẹ́ àǹfààní ọ̀tun fún wa láti gbáradì àti láti múra sílẹ̀ láti pàdé Olúwa wa lójú ọ̀run.
And as we see the end of the world approaching, the most important thing for everyone is to find out, is to check out in his own life whether he is fully ready for the coming of the Lord.
Bí a sì ṣe rí i pé òpin àkókò náà ń sún létílé, òpin ayé sì ti dé tán, ohun tí ó yẹ kí olúkúlùkù onígbàgbọ́ láti tí ó yẹ kí ó máa ṣe ni láti ṣe àwárí, láti ṣe àyẹ̀wò bóyá ò múra tán láti pàdé Olúwa nígbà tí ó fara.
Every time we have the opportunity of gathering together, the climax, the greatest thing in our fellowship, in our gathering together, is to open the pages of the Bible and see what God demands of our lives.
Nígbàkúgbà tí a bá sì tún ní àǹfààní láti péjọpọ̀ nínú ìjọsìn tàbí ìdàpọ̀ báyìí, ohun tí ó ga jùlọ nínú ìjọsìn náà, èyí tí ó sì ṣe kókó jùlọ ni pé kí a ṣe ojú ewé ìwé mímọ́ kí a lè wo kíni ìmúrasílẹ̀ tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kí a ṣe láti bá Olúwa pàdé.
And today we're looking at one of the most essential things that every child of God must check up is in his own spiritual life and spiritual profession if we really want to see the face of the Lord face to face in peace.
Ohun tí a sì fẹ́ yẹ̀wò lónìí jẹ́ ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ohun tí ó ṣe pàtàkì jùlọ fún olúkúlùkù ọmọ Ọlọ́run tòótọ́ láti máa ṣe àyẹ̀wò rẹ̀ lójoojúmọ́ bóyá ó wà nínú ayé òun láti lè rí dájú pé ó wà ní ìmúrasílẹ̀ tí ó péye láti rí Olúwa ní àlàáfíà.
And in our checklist of preparing to meet our Lord, this should not be number 5, number 10, or number 20 in all the things we're acquiring or preparing to have in our lives. It should come to the very first position in our lives.
Nínú àwọn ohun tí a sì ń ṣe àyẹ̀wò lé lórí nínú ayé wa tàbí ohun tí ó jẹ́ àkólé kan wa jùlọ, ohun tí a ń sọ̀rọ̀ lórí lónìí kò gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ipò karùn-ún tàbí ipò kẹwàá tàbí kí ó jẹ́ pé ipò ogun la fi sí. Òun ni ó gbọ́dọ̀ gba ipò àkọ́kọ́ nínú ayé wa.
As we look at the things that compose all our interest, this one we're talking about should be number one in the interest and desire, in the ambition, in the aspiration of a child of God.
Bí a sì ti ń wo gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tí ó ṣe iyebíye fún wa tàbí tí ó jẹ́ àníyàn kan wa, ohun tí a fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀ lórí yìí ni ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ohun tí ó gba ipò àkọ́kọ́, tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àkólé kan wa, tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ìlépa wa, tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ ètí ọkàn wa tí ó ga jùlọ.
Since we came to Christ and since we came to the church, as we are counting our blessings, as we are counting that I possess this, this is what he has given to me, This should be number one of the possessions of a child of God.
Lati gba ti a ti wa sinu Kristi ti a di eni igbala ati lati gba ti a ti darapo pelu ijo Olorun ohun ti o gbodo je akole kan wa julo bi a tin ka awon ibukun wa lokokan ti a nsiro won bi o ti se tin tun fun mi o ti fun mi ni tohun o ti fi ibukun yi sinu aye mi ohun ti o gbodo je ohun akoko ninu gbogbo awon nkan wonyi ni ohun ti a fe soro lori loni yi.
As we know that the devil is going up and down to and fro to steal and to kill and to destroy and to take things belonging to the children of God away from them. This should be number one thing that we hold on to, that we embrace, that we keep, that the devil, whatever he does, from whichever direction he comes, will not be able to take this number one important, essential, significant thing away from us.
Yes, to shame that you will pay only kiwa because lati jale ati lati pa ati lati parun ati pelu pe esu ota wa o lo kaakiri o wa eni ti yo pa je kiri o n yobu ti esu le fe gbianju lati gba o n ti agbodo jijakadi girigiri fun lati ri pe apamo lati ri pe esu ko ri gba lowo wa o ni o yi asi godo lakaka girigiri lati ri pe o yobu to de a ko je ki ota ki o gba nkan yi lowo wa.
And we're talking about God's demand for holiness.
O ti a si n soro le lori na ni iwa mimo ti Olorun bere.
God's demand for holiness.
Iwa mimo ti Olorun bere.
There are many circles, religious circles, where they do not think very much, they do not talk very much, they do not teach very much, they do not pray very much on holiness.
Opolopo agbo tabi apejopo tabi awon eleya meya ni o je pe won ki soro pupo won ki gbadura pupo won ki bikita pupo nipa iwa mimo.
There are many denominations and churches that do not put at the very center of their tenets of faith, at the very center of what they believe, holiness as required, as demanded by God himself.
Opolopo awon ijo ati ile isin ati eleya meya ni o wa loni ti o je wipe won ki bikita nipa ohun yi ti o je ohun akoko eyi ni iwa mimo ti Olorun bere ti o je pe ko si ninu idige eko won tabi awon eko ti won gbagbo.
There are many groups, there are many ministries, there are many people that call themselves by the name of the name Christ, and yet they do not put holiness as the number one thing, as the most essential thing that they ought to pray for, they ought to dig into the word of God for, they ought to tarry on their knees for, and they ought to look up to heaven for, until they possess, until holiness saturates them within and without.
Opolopo awon elegbejegbe ati eleya meya ati leisin ati awon apejopo ni o je pe loni won ki bikita nipa iwa mimo ti Olorun bere yi ko si ninu akole kan won won ki gbadura gidigidi won ki duro tiri waju Oluwa lati pe emi ki o je ki won ki o lo bi o si pe ba boku fun mi won ki na ni iwa mimo yi ti o se pataki julo ti o si je pe o wa ni ipo akoko ninu aye onigbagbo.
There are even some old people, very aged, gray haired, and they are in the church and they are very near the grave. They are very near the calling of the Lord to leave this world and go to the world beyond. And yet they do not know that as we are getting nearer and nearer the grave, as we are getting nearer and nearer the call of God to leave this world and move on to the up yonder, they do not know that the number one, the most essential thing is to make sure that of all the things they have got, of all the things they testify to, of all the things they possess, holiness must be number one.
Ti won si ti dagba gidigidi ti won ti di arugbo ti won ti lewu lori ti o je pe nigba kugba ni Olorun le pe won lati fi aye yi sile lati wa si aye raye ti o si je pe won yi bi won tin sumo sare won to lojojumo won ko bikita won ko si nani won ko si ko bi ara si iwa mimo yi ti o ye ki o je won akoko nitori eyi ni ohun ti o ga julo ti Olorun bere.
There are sick people almost at the point of death, that they are so sick that people are looking at them. They themselves are even observing that it is possible that any time from now, this sickness they have may be the last sickness that will visit them and call them up yonder. And yet they will not make sure that on that bed of affliction, on that bed of sickness, as they see that this may be the very sickness that will project them into the great beyond, they do not see that holiness will be the essential important thing that they will make sure they possess should the call come upon them anytime, that they will be able to go without any hindrance.
Ti o si je pe aisan ti o nse won aisan gbemi gbemi ni we si ti wa ni enu ona oku ese kan aye ese kan orun sugbon sibe bi won ti wa ni enu ona iku to yi ti won si ri pe o se ki o je pe aisan yi ni yo ran won lo si orun ti o si fi opin si gbogbo inira ti o wa ninu aye won ninu aye yi won ko bikita nipa iwa mimo won ko bikita nipa ododo Olorun won ko ka si won ko gbadura lati ri pe bi o ba ti le je pe aisan yi ni o mu iku wa pe won le bi odo Olorun nikeyin.
There are young people, that have just come to the Lord, and as they are young and they have just come to the Lord, and they are now building the foundation of their Christian life, they do not know that if the foundation of the Christian life is going to be strong and is going to be able to take the weight of your Christian life later in life, the number one thing that must be in that foundation of your Christian experience is holiness unto the Lord.
Lati ma ni awon iriri onigbagbo ti won ko si mo wi pe ohun akoko ti o gbodo je ipile ninu ohun ti won ko ti won gbero yi ni iwa mimo nitori pe laisi iwa mimo yi o yo ti won le ninu ojo waju ko ni gbe won debi kan.
I pray that as you listen to this word and you read it yourself in the Bible, and you will see it, and the Spirit of God himself will tell you that this is God's demand upon the children of God, I pray that nothing will distract your attention. You will pay attention and you will pray. And if you do not already have it in your life, I pray that this day will be that great day when you go on your knees before the Lord and you will possess it in Jesus' name.
Mo gbadura wi pe bi a tin wonu oro Olorun lori koko yi loni ti iwo pelu yo si ma si bibeli re ti o ma ri wi pe ni toto ohun ti Olorun bere lowo re ni yi wi pe o ko ni gbo ko laaye lati mu okan re kuro ninu oro Olorun ati pelu pe bi o tin se awari aini re pe o lo sori ekun re leyin wasu yi o gbadura gbayori o si gba iriri na ti o daju ni oruko Jesu.
Under the topic, I'm going to give you three subheadings.
Akori awon akori kukuru meta ni a o mu jade lati nu koko iwasu na.
Number 1, God's command on holiness.
Ipa akoko ni ase Olorun lori iwa mimo.
It is not man's command, God's command on holiness.
Eyi ki se ase eniyan, ase Olorun ni lori iwa mimo.
It is not the command of the church or the command of the denomination, God's command on holiness.
Eyi ki se ase ijo kan tabi ofin tabi agbekale eleyameya kan sugbon ase Olorun ni nipa ti iwa mimo.
Number 2, inward and outward holiness.
Ekeji iwa mimo ninu ati lode.
Not only outward, inward and outward holiness.
Ki se lode nikan sugbon iwa mimo ninu okan ati lode ara pelu.
Not only inward, and nobody can see it, no neighbor can witness to it, nobody can say that I've seen it there, I've seen it there. Inward and outward holiness.
Ki se ninu okan nikan ti ko si enikeni ti ko si aladugo tabi ara ile to le wi pe ni toto o jeyo ninu aye re sugbon iwa mimo ninu okan ati lode ara pelu.
Number 3, requirement for entry into heaven.
Koko keta amuye fun wiwo orun.
If there is anywhere we should endeavor to enter, it should be heaven.
Yo ba je pe bi kan wa ti an po nbe lati debe orun lo gbodo je.
If there is any ambition in the heart of a child of God, it will be after all the activities of this world, after the activities are over, will be able to get to heaven.
Ohun ti o ye ki o je ilepa ti o ga julo ninu okan omo Olorun ni pe leyin ti gbogbo laala ati ise wa ninu aye ba pari ki a le forun sere je.
And if there is any desire, any hope of the believer, why we're serving God, why we're coming to church, why we're working for God, why we remain committed unto the Lord here on earth, it is because on that last day we'll be able to sit with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Yo ba si je pe ireti kan wa tabi ife kan wa tabi ipo kan wa ninu okan wa ti o mu ki a ma sise ti o mu ki a fara wa ji ti o mu ki a yara wa soto o gbodo je pe nigba ta ba pari ere je wa laye yi ki a le bi orun lati simi lodo Oluwa.
This is the requirement for entry into heaven.
Eyi si ni ohun ti Olorun bere tabi amuye lati le wo orun.
Point 1, God's command on holiness.
Koko kini ase Olorun lori iwa mimo.
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
Ninu we Peteru kini ori kini ese ikerinla.
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14.
Peteru kini ori kini ese ikerinla.
As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former lusts in your ignorance.
Bi awon eleti omo ni ayife ara yin dasha bi ife kufi atijo ninu aimo yin.
But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Ṣùgbọ́n gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni tí ó pè yín ti jẹ́ mímọ́, bẹ́ẹ̀ ni kí ẹ̀yin náà sì jẹ́ mímọ́ nínú ìwà yín gbogbo.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Nítorí àti kọ́ pé ẹ jẹ́ mímọ́ nítorí tí èmi jẹ́ mímọ́.
Here very clearly the Lord is talking to his own family members.
Ní ọ̀nà tí wọ́n kedere ni Olúwa gbé ń bá àwọn tí ó wà nínú ẹbí rẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀.
He's talking to the people that are named children of God.
Ó ń bá àwọn tí à ń pè ní ọmọ Ọlọ́run sọ̀rọ̀.
He tells us that these people have a new life and they had in the past a former life.
O nso wi pe awon eyan wonyi nisisin won ni igbe aye otun sugbon tele won ni igbe aye ogologbo.
He said the former life was in the lusts of the flesh.
O ni igbe aye ogologbo ti atenwa je ti ife ku fe ti ara.
He said the former life was in ignorance.
O ni igbe aye atijo je igbe aye ope.
Before a person becomes born again,
ki eniyan to di atunbi,
he is a sinner.
Iru eni be yo je lese.
Because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Nitori pe bibeli wi pe gbogbo eniyan ni o sa ti se ti won si ti kuna ogo Olorun.
That sinner is ignorant of God.
Elese yi je ope nipa Olorun.
He is ignorant of the will and the word of God.
O je ope nipa ife ati oro Olorun.
He is ignorant of the steps he ought to be taking in life.
O je ope nipa awon igbese to ye ko ma gbe ninu aye.
He is ignorant of the kind of behavior and conduct that will make God happy.
O je ope nipa iru awon iwa ati ise ti yo mu inu Olorun dun.
He is ignorant of the rule and regulation that heaven has given to earth so that we can live happy lives.
O je ope nipa awon ofin ati ilana ti Olorun ti fi fun eniyan ki a le ma gbe igbe aye alayo lori ile aye.
He lives his life in the lust of the flesh.
O lo igbe aye re ninu ife kufe ti ara.
And the lust of the eyes.
Ati ife kufe ti oju.
And the pride of life.
Ati irera aye.
And the inordinate affection of the body.
Ati awon ife kufe ife buburu ninu ara.
And therefore at such a time the sinner is disobedient unto God.
Nitori na ni iru akoko be elese na je alaigboro si Olorun.
Because of his ignorance is also disobedient.
Nitori iwa ope re o tun je alaigboro pelu.
Because of his ignorance is rebellious.
Nitori o je ope o je olote pelu.
But then he hears the gospel.
Sugbon ni bo se o wa gbo yin rere.
That Jesus went to die for us on the cross of Calvary.
Pe Jesus lo ku nitori wa lori agbelebu ni Calvary.
And whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Ati pelu pe enikele ti o ba gbagbo ko ni segbe sugbon yo ni iya ni pekun.
And the spirit of God begins to convict him of all his ways of sin, ways of disobedience and ways of ignorance.
Emi Olorun si bere si mu idalebi ese ba nipa ona ope re, nipa ona isote re ati ona igboro ti o nto.
He begins to tremble when he hears the word of God.
Nipa ti o gboro Olorun yi o bere si wariri.
And his heart begins to bleed because of the sins he has committed.
Okan re si bere si kaanu o binu je nitori ese ti o ti da.
He begins to plead for forgiveness.
O bere si bebe fun idariji.
That God will forgive him and give him the grace to sin no more.
Pe ki Olorun ki o dariji ohun ki o si fun oni ore ofe lati ma dese mo.
God looks at his repentance.
Olorun wo ironu kuwada okan re.
Looks at his penitence.
O wo bi o ti je eni ti o ri fi tokan tokan ronu kuwada.
Looks at his sorrow for sin.
O wo ibanuje fun ese ti o ni.
He looks at the promises he's making unto God.
O si tun wo awon eje tabi ileri ti o nse fun Olorun.
Say no God, if you forgive me I will not go back to my vomit again.
Ti o wi pe Olorun bi o ba le gba mi lawun ko ni pada sinu ebi mi mo.
He looks at the way he's kneeling down saying, oh God, forgive me, change my life, give me peace, I want to be at peace with you.
O wo ona ti o fi kunle tedun tedun ti o gbadura wi pe Olorun fun mi ni alaafia dariji mi ko ni pada sinu ese mi mo.
And then he looks at the cross.
O tun wa wo agbelebu.
He looks at what Christ has done for him.
O wo ti Christ ti se fun.
He looks at the pleading, the intercession of the Holy Ghost concerning him.
O wo isipe ijirebe ati ebe mi mo nitori re.
He looks at his own plan of redemption concerning him.
Olorun tun wo eto irapada ti o ti se nitori elese yi.
Because of this he forgives that sin.
Nítorí èyí ó wá dáríji ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ náà.
He blots out all his transgression.
Ó wẹ gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ̀ nù pátápátá.
Heaven begins to rejoice.
Ọ̀run wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yọ.
That somebody has been born anew into the kingdom of God.
Pé a ti bí ẹnìkan ní tuntun sínú ìjọba Ọlọ́run.
He himself feels the load of his sin carried away.
Ó pẹ̀lú rí wípé a ti gbé ẹrù ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kúrò nínú ayé òun.
He's not full of the joy of salvation.
Nísinsìnyí ó wá kún fún ayọ̀ ìgbàlà.
And now he has peace with God and he has peace to continue in relationship with God.
Báyìí ó ní àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run àti àlàáfíà láti tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìbáṣepọ̀ rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
He now becomes a child of God.
Báyìí ó wá ti di ọmọ Ọlọ́run.
Ignorance is now of the past.
Ìwà òpè jẹ́ ohun àtijọ́.
Darkness is now of the past.
Òkùnkùn jẹ́ ohun àtijọ́.
Lust of the flesh is now of the past.
Ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ti ara jẹ́ ohun àtijọ́.
Immediately he becomes a member of the family of God.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ tí ó di ẹbí Ọlọ́run báyìí.
God now talks to him.
Ọlọ́run wá ń bá a sọ̀rọ̀.
And he says, as obedient children.
Ó sì wá wí pé bí àwọn elétí ọmọ.
That the thing that will characterize your life now as a child of God is obedience to the word of the heavenly father.
Pé ohun tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ jẹyọ tí ó gbọ́dọ̀ fi hàn wípé o jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run báyìí ni ìgbọràn sí bàbá wa tí ń bẹ Ọlọ́run.
Not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance.
ki e ma se fi ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
When you were ignorant, you worshipped idols, but now as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to your former lust in your ignorance.
Nigbati o wa ni ope ti o je ope sibe o n bo risa sugbon nisisin gege bi omo eleti omo ki o ma se ma fi ara re dasha ninu ife atijo mo.
When you were ignorant, you will call the name of the Lord in vain, but now as obedient children, not fashioning yourself according to your former ignorance in your former lust in your ignorance.
Nigbati o wa ninu ipo ope tabi alaimo kan o ma n poruko Oluwa lasan nigba na sugbon nisisin yi ti o ti di omo Olorun lai fi ara yin dasha bi ife kufi atijo ninu aimo yin.
When you are ignorant that we ought to worship God, fellowship with God, pray unto God, read the word of God, commit ourselves unto God. When you are ignorant of that, you never remember there was any day of the Lord to keep holy and to honor the name of the Lord on that day. But now he says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves anymore according to your former laws in your ignorance.
Nigba ti o je alaimo tabi ti o wa ni ipo pe nigba na o ki mo bi a tin sin Oluwa o ki mo nipa pataki idapo o ki mo nipa pe ki a ka bibeli tabi pe ki a gbadura o ki mo nipa wiwa si ile Olorun ni ojo Oluwa o ki ran ti ojo Oluwa rara sugbon nisisin yi ti o ti di omo Olorun o ni bi awon ile ti omo ni aifi ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
When you were ignorant, you never respected your parents, you never honored your parents. Some of you will even slap your parents. Some of you will fight with your parents or even destroy things belonging to your parents. Now he says you are born again as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance.
Ki eto di atobi nigba ti e wa ninu ope awon miran ninu yin le ma won le se alaibola fun awon obi won won le ma ba awon obi won ja won le ma ba eru tabi oyin ni awon obi won je ki won si ma pa wahala tabi ijogbon sugbon nisisin yi oni ti e ti di atobi li aife ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
When you were a sinner, you stole every time, everything from anybody, from everybody that was careless. But now he says you know the truth. Now you are a child of God, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former laws in your ignorance.
Nigba ti o wa ninu okunkun gege bi elese o njale enikeni ti o ba ri eru re nile tabi onko nile ni o le ji sugbon nisisin yi ti o ti wa di atunbi o ni bi awon ile ti omo ni aife ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
In the day of ignorance, it was the time for adultery, it was the time for fornication, it was the time for immorality. But now he says that time you are in darkness, you were ignorant. Now that you know the truth, now that you say you become a child of God, that you will not commit fornication, adultery anymore, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to your former laws in your ignorance.
Ni awon je won ni ti o wa ninu okunkun sibe ti o ko ti di eni igbala nigba na ifekufe panshaga agbere ati orisirisi iwe iri gbogbo ni o kun igbe aye re sugbon nisisin yo wa wipe ni won igba ti o ti di atunbi bi awon ile ti omo ni aifi ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
Before you knew the Lord, when you were ignorant of the demands of God, when you were ignorant of the character, the conduct God expects from us, you were covetous of what belongs to your neighbor, you were covetous of what whatever you saw your heart will be running after. But now he says covetousness should not be in your life anymore, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former laws in your ignorance.
Nigba ti o je ope sibe si Oluwa ti o ko mo Oluwa tabi ti o wa ninu okunkun nigba na oju kokoro ati wiwo nti elomiran ni on ti o kunu okan re kan to be ge ti o je pe o kun ti o ba ti ri bayi oju re ma nwo sugbon nisisin yi o ni niwon gba ti o ti di atunbi bi awon ile ti omo ni aife ara yin dasha bi ifekufe atijo ninu aimo yin.
Bearing false witness was your lifestyle. Gossiping was your lifestyle. Lying, deception was your lifestyle. Saying things that are not right about yourself, things that are not true about yourself and about other people was your major lifestyle. You will bear false witness because you were ignorant. You didn't know the expectation of God, and you didn't know that you should not be rebellious and disobedient unto the Lord. But now you say you are born again, your sins are forgiven, you've met the Lord Jesus Christ, you've tasted of the power of the world to come, and Calvary has crushed out sin in your life. Now there should be a difference, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance.
Nigba ti o wa ninu okunkun sibe ti o wa ninu aimo kan ti o si je ope ti o ko mo nti Olorun bere ati iru igbe aye ti Olorun fe ki a ma gbe ti o wa ninu ese oni nigba na o le je ri eke o le paro on ti ki se tire o le wipe tire ni o le paro nipa ara re o si le paro ma awon elomiran pelu onkon ti o ba wo ni o le se lati toni je tabi lati wuwe tan nigba na sugbon wa wi pe nigba ni o wa ninu okuku sugbon nisisin yi iya to godo wa nitori o ti di omo olorun o si wa wi pe nisisin ti o ti di omo olorun bi awon ile ti omo ni aipi ara yin dasa bi ifeku fi atijo ninu aimo yin.
He said when you were still a sinner, hypocrisy was the mark of your life, but now if you are born again, it says as obedient children you will not fashion yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Hypocrisy will be rubbed out, pretense will be cleansed out of your life. You'll be plain, you'll be clear, you'll be frank, you'll be open now that you are a child of God.
Ki o to di atunbi iwa agabagebe idibo ati fi ara eni pe eni ti eyan ko je ni o kunu aye re kan nigba na sugbo wa wi pe nisisin yi ti o ti di omo olorun iya to godo wa onkon ti o ni se pelu agabagebe tabi jije eni ti o fi ara re pe eni ti ko je godo kuro idibo godo kuro bi awon ile ti omo ni aipi ara yin dasa bi ifeku fi atijo ninu aimo yin eyi ni pe o godo ma so kodoro ki o si ma so oju abe niku nigba gogo.
In verse 15
ni ese ike edogo,
but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Sugbon gege bi eni ti o pe yin ti je mimo beni ki eyin na si je mimo ninu iwa yin gogo.
It says now that you are a child of God, look at God, look at his holiness and pattern your life after the holiness of God.
Only nisisin yi ti o wi pe o ti di omo olorun wo olorun ki o si wo iwa olorun ki o si fi se awokose.
Don't say some people in the church are doing this therefore I can do it. Look at God, look at the holiness of God and pattern your life after the holiness of God.
Ma se wi pe awon kan wa ninu ijo ti won se tin tabi ton oni wo olorun wo iwa mimo olorun ki o si fi se awokose.
Don't say I read about some people in the Bible who said they were following after God, they said they were Israelites and they were disobeying God. They said don't look at them. Look at God who has called you. Look at his holiness and pattern your life after the holiness of God.
Only ma se wi pe o ti ka nipa awon kan ninu bibeli awon mo Israeli ti o wi pe won gboran si olorun sugbon ni opolopo akoko ti won kun ti won sote oni ma se wu awon won yi sugbon wu olorun wo iwa mimo re ki o si fi se awokose.
As he which has called you is holy,
bi eni ti o pe yin ti je mimo,
so be ye holy,
be eni ki eyin na si je mimo,
in all manner of conversation,
ninu iwa yin gogo,
in all your dealings with everybody everywhere,
ninu ibasepo re pelu eniyan gogo nibi gogo,
in all your character, your conduct, the manifestation of the grace of God in you anywhere you may be, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation,
ninu iwa re gogo, ninu ise re gogo, ninu ibasepo re gogo, ninu ore ofe lorun ti o jade ninu aye re nibi gogo.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Nitori ati ko pe e je mimo nitori ti emi je mimo.
You will see that very clearly holiness is commanded by God.
Ni o ri pe o kedere pe Olorun ni o pase pe ki a je mimo.
He doesn't leave it in the hands of the church whether to believe in holiness or not to believe in holiness. It is mandatory, it is compulsory that anyone that is called by the name of God will be holy because God himself is holy.
Ko fi sile si owo ijo wi pe ki won yan boya won fe lati je mimo tabi won ko fe sugbon oran yan ni o si je ohun aigbodo ma se o di dandan folukuluku eni ti a ba pe oruko Oluwa mo lati je mimo nitori pe Olorun je mimo.
Leviticus chapter 11 from verse 44.
Leviticus ori kokanla lati ese ikerin le ni ogoji.
For I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Nitori pe emi ni Oluwa Olorun yin, nitori na ni ki eyin ki o yara yin si mimo, ki eyin ki o si je mimo, nitori pe mimo ni emi. Be ni eyin ko gbodo fi ohunkohun ti nra ko so ara yin di eleri.
Moses was a leader over the children of Israel.
Moses je adari lori awon omo Israeli.
But this word that he spoke to the children of Israel was not his own word, it was the very word of God.
Sugbon oro won yi ti o ba Israeli so ni yi ki se oro ti ara re, oro Olorun alaye funra re ni.
It says in that verse 44, for I am the Lord your God.
Ni ese ikerin le logoji yi o ni emi ni Oluwa Olorun yin.
God will never encourage anybody to commit sin.
Olorun ko ni se onigbowo tabi gba enikan ni yanju lati dese.
God will never tolerate anybody committing sin.
Olorun ko ni gba enikan laaye lati ma dese.
God will never push anybody or inspire anybody or influence anybody to go and commit sin.
Olorun ko ni ti enikan leyin ko ni ru enikan soke be ni ko ni je eni ti o mu enikan lokan le lati lo ma dese.
God will never excuse anybody for committing sin.
Olorun ko si ni yo de enikan
Holiness is the standard of the word of God. Whether the person is a preacher or just a member in the church, holiness is the demand of God.
He
said, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy."
Oni ki eyin ki o si je mimo nitori mimo ni emi.
Then in that verse 44 it says, "Ye shall not defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth."
Ni ese ikani le logoji yi sibe oni be ni eyin ko gbodo fi onkohun ti nrako so ara yin de le ri.
Remember that God created everything in the world.
Rati pe Olorun ni o da ohun gbogbo lori ile aye.
He created the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. But he had a purpose for creating them. It was not for the children of Israel to defile themselves with these things and say, after all, God has created them. God has created many things that we use today. He created iron. But he did not create iron for us to make gun and shoot our enemy and kill our enemy.
He's
the one that made all the trees in the world. But he did not make the trees for us to make idols of them and begin to worship them. He created gold. But he didn't create gold so that I will use it for my pride. He created all the plants. But he did not create the plants so that I will make tobacco out of them and begin to smoke. He created all the fruit bearing trees. But he didn't create all those fruit bearing trees so that I can make alcohol out of them and get drunk. God told the children of Israel, said, "Oh yes, I've created those things, but do not defile yourself with those things that I have made." He doesn't create all those things that people will make pills out of them and then be able to commit abortion with them. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any of these things that God has made. In verse 45, I am the Lord that bringeth you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy.
Nitori pe emi ni Oluwa ti o mu yin goke ti ile Egypt wa lati ma se Olorun yin nitori na ki eyin ki o je mimo nitori pe mimo ni emi.
In Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 9.
Ninu ewe Deuteronomy ori ketale logun ese ikeso.
When thou goest forth against thine enemies, then keep thee from every wicked sin.
Nigbati iwo ba jade ogun si awon ota re nigba na ni ki iwo ki o para re mo kuro ninu ohun buburu gbogbo.
The Lord was talking to the children of Israel.
Awon mo Israeli ni Oluwa nba soro.
And the Lord is talking to you and to me today.
Beni o si nba iwo ati emi soro loni.
He was telling them that there will be times in their lives when enemies will rise up against them.
O n so fun wi pe akoko kan yo de ninu aye won ti awon ota yo dide ogun si won.
But even at that time, when the enemies are rising up against them, they must keep away from every wicked sin.
Sugbon sibe ni iru akoko nigbati awon otan dide ogun si won oni won gbodo para won mo kúrò nínú ohun búburú gbogbo.
He's telling us that there are times we'll have persecution.
Ó sọ fún wa pé ìgbà mìíràn yóò dé tí a ó ní inú níbí ni.
The time of persecution is not for you to say because I'm being persecuted I can tell a lie to preserve myself from persecution. Time of trouble will still be time of holiness.
Àkókò inú níbí ni tí ó dìde sí ọ kìí ṣe àkókò tí ó wí pé kí n bá lè gbára mi là tàbí kí n lè dáàbò bára mi mo lè parọ́ kékeré. Àkókò ogun jẹ́ àkókò ìwà mímọ́ síbẹ̀.
That you have problem in your family and there is no child yet doesn't mean that at that time when I'm having all this difficulty I can go and worship idol. Time of trial is time for holiness.
Ṣé o ní wàhálà tàbí ìṣòro bóyá ìdádúró tàbí ìyàgàn nínú ẹbí rẹ o sì wá wípé torí èyí Ọlọ́run kúkú mọ ìṣòro mi jẹ́ kí n lọ bọ̀rìṣà kò gbọ́dọ̀ rí bẹ́ẹ̀. Àkókò ìyíriwò tàbí ìdánwò gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àkókò ìwà mímọ́.
It may be there is a problem of poverty in your life.
Ó lè jẹ́ pé ìṣòro àìní tàbí òṣì ni ó dìde sí ọ.
Even in that time when you are battling with poverty in your life that is not the time to go and steal. Time of poverty is still time for holiness.
Irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí o wà ní ìwà yájà pẹ̀lú òṣì tàbí àìní tí ó ń bẹ nínú ayé rẹ kìí ṣe àkókò tí ó lọ jalè àkókò òṣì tàbí àìní jẹ́ àkókò ìwà mímọ́ síbẹ̀.
It may be the problem of joblessness that is struggling against your life that is trying to drag you into the mud of poverty. That doesn't mean because of that you'll go and give bribe. Time of joblessness is the time to keep away from every wicked thing.
Ó lè jẹ́ àkókò àìníṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ni tí ó sì jẹ́ pé àìníṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yìí ti fẹ́ lè mú kí o di abòṣì tàbí tálákàparakú tán. Eléyìí kò wá mú kí o wípé ó lọ fún ni ní ìrìbá tàbí owó ẹ̀yìn. Àkókò àìníṣẹ́ lọ́wọ́ jẹ́ àkókò tí a gbọ́dọ̀ kúrò nínú búburú gbogbo.
An enemy may come against your life and begin to abuse you and begin to curse you and begin to do juju against your life. That is not an allowance for you to go to a wicked thing and to go and serve idol or to go and make charm against them. The time when enemies are against you is still the time of holiness in your life.
Àwọn ọ̀tá lè dìde ogun sí ọ kí wọ́n sì máa fi ọ ré kí wọ́n máa fi ọ gégùn kí wọ́n tilẹ̀ gbógun náà pọ̀ lójúkojú kí o sì mo tí wọ́n ń ṣe. Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ o kò ní láti wípé ó ran ara rẹ lọ́wọ́ fúnra rẹ kí o sì wá gba abúlé lọ kí wọ́n pẹ̀lú bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lọ ṣoògùn dúdú. Àkókò tí àwọn ọ̀tá dojú ogun kan gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àkókò ìwà mímọ́.
In verse 14
ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp.
Nítorí pé Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ rìn láàrin ibùdó rẹ.
To deliver thee.
Láti gbà ọ́.
And to give up thine enemies before thee.
Àti láti fi àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ fún ọ.
At this time that verse 14 is talking about.
Ní àkókò tí ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá sọ nípa rẹ̀ yìí.
The children of Israel will be in a camp for battle.
Àwọn ọmọ Israẹli yóò ti wà ní ibùdó fún ogun.
Because enemies came against them.
Nítorí pé àwọn ọ̀tá dìde ogun sí wọn.
And that's why God said he wanted to deliver them and deliver up and give up their enemies before them.
Ìdí nìyí tí Olúwa fi wí pé òun yóò gbà wọ́n òun yóò sì fi àwọn ọ̀tá wọn lé wọn lọ́wọ́.
But read the last part of that verse.
Ṣùgbọ́n ka ipa tí ó kẹ́yìn nínú ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlá yìí.
Therefore shall thy camp be holy, that you see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee.
Nítorí náà kí ibùdó rẹ kí ó jẹ́ mímọ́. Kí òun má ṣe rí ohun àìmọ́ kan lọ́dọ̀ rẹ, òun á sì padà lẹ́yìn rẹ.
God told the children of Israel that even when they were struggling against enemies and they were camping against enemies, even then there was battle against their lives, even in the midst of battle, ye shall be holy.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún àwọn ọmọ Ísírẹ́lì wípé nígbà tí àwọn ọ̀tá bá pọ̀ yí wọn ká tí wọ́n dìde ogun sí wọn, tí wọ́n sì ń lépa wọn kíkankíkan, tí ogun náà sì lágbára gidigidi pé ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ọ̀tá súnmọ́ wọn tímọ́tímọ́ ibùdó wọn gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ mímọ́ wọn gbọ́dọ̀ wà ní ìwà mímọ́.
At the time when the fire is burning in your family and there is no rest and there is no peace and there is no contentment and everything is upside down, in that midst of battle ye shall be holy.
Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí iná náà ń jó gidigidi nínú ẹbí rẹ tí kò sí ìsinmi tí kò sí ìfọ̀kànbalẹ̀ tí kò sí àlàáfíà tí gbogbo rẹ̀ jẹ́ ìlà ìlò ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ o gbọ́dọ̀ pa ìwà mímọ́ mọ́.
It is at that time when the enemy is facing you. It is at that time when the fire is burning. It is at that time when persecution and trouble is pressurizing your life. It is at that time you will be very careful. Angry word will not come out of your mouth. Bitterness will not come in your heart. Hatred will not be in your heart. You will be holy in the midst of a camp of battle.
Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí iná inú níbí ni tí ń jó gidigidi tí ìṣòro àti wàhálà tí ó lè pọ́nrán dìde sí ọ. Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ó ní wàhálà tí ó pọ̀ rí kọjá nínú ayé rẹ. Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ tí ọ̀tá súnmọ́ tí ó sì ń halẹ̀ tí ó ń dẹ́rù bọ́. Ní irú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀ ìwà mímọ́ gbọ́dọ̀ jẹ́ àkólé kan rẹ.
Oh, as a woman you have made restitution and now you are not with a particular man, you are not with a man, and the battle is fighting in your body and there is no money to pay house rent and there is no money to eat and there is no money to do anything in that midst of battle. when your body, your flesh is crying against you, and when neighbors are even making fun of you, and when there is no money in your purse, when everything is upside down, in that camp of tribulation, in that camp of battle, in that camp of difficulty, ye shall be holy unto the Lord. You will not surrender your body for immorality just because there is no money. Just because your body is demanding for immorality, ye shall be holy at that time of trouble.
Tabi gege bi arabirin ti o se atunse nipa ti igbeyawo ti o si je pe nisisin yi o ko si lodo okunrin kankan mo ti o si je pe iwo nikan ni o ndara re toju ini wipe ko si owo na ko si owo otoju ko si owo nje ko si owo ole ogun na o si le gidigidi o si dabi eni pe ran ara re ti le de owo o si nfe ti o gbogbo lati se ti ko to o si ri pe ogun na dabi pe o le ju agbara re lo ni iru akoko be ti ogun dide ti o wa ni ibudu ota ti o si je pe aini tabi osi o dabi eni pe o le ju fun o ni iru akoko be o ko gbodo fi ara re fun ife kufe tabi ise kuse o gbodo ran ti pe ibudu re o gbodo je mimo.
Maybe you have married and there is no child, and the in-laws are coming, and as these in-laws are coming, they are abusing you. They are saying, well, you don't, your body is not complete, this is not that, and after all you are going to church, they say a lot of bad things against you. You see that you are in the midst of battle, and you are battling with this barrenness in your life, and people are suggesting, why don't you go and worship idol? Why don't you go and do this? It is in that camp of battle. You will remember that you will be holy unto the Lord.
Boyo si ti se igbeyawo sugbon ko si omo ogun na wa dide gidigidi si o awon ana won wa won si npe o se eleya won si wi pe abi o da pe ni iru aisan wo lo nse o o je ja lo bo orisa idile wa okukun lo si church sugbon nigba to je pe isoro to de ko niyanju yo da ko lo ri baba kan ni bi kan tabi enikan ni bomiran ni iru akoko be ti won fi o se eleya ti won si npe o se eye ti o si dabe ni pe ogun na le gidigidi si o ranti pe ibudo re gbodo je mimo.
It may be easy to live a holy life when God has answered all our prayers, there is no sickness, there is no problem, and we have job, and we have promotion, we have everything going all right with us. It may be easy to live a holy life at that time, but when there is trouble, when there's trial, when there's tribulation, when there are temptations, when enemies are just rising up against you, it's a such a difficult time. The Lord is calling upon you that you will not forget, ye shall be holy unto the Lord.
O rorun lati je mimo nigba ti gbogbo ba lo ti o tuba tu se fun wa ti ko si ogun ti ko si idamu ti olorun ti da gbogbo adura re ti o ti mu aisan re kuro ti o ti pese ise fun o ti o ti fun ni gbogbo ife okan re o rorun ni iru akoko be lati gbe igbaye wa mimo sugbon nigba ti wahala ba de nigba ti ikoju ba de nigba ti ogun ba dide si o nigba ti o ba ni idayapo nigba ti ota ba koju si o lati bori re ni iru akoko be o gbodo ran ti pe oni lati je mimo nitori olorun je mimo.
For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore shalt thy camp be holy, that is, see no unclean thing in thee, and turn away from thee.
Nitori pe oluwa olorun re rin laarin ibudo re lati gba o ati lati fi awon ota re fun o nitori na ki ibudo re ki o je mimo ki on ki o ma se ri ohun aimo kan lodo re ohun a si pada leyin re.
As we talk about holiness, what kind of holiness are we talking about?
Bi a ti soro nipa iwa mimo, iru iwa mimo wo gan ni a nso nipa re?
Is it only the outward expression of righteousness?
Se ifihan tabi ijewo ododo ti odi ara nikan ni bi?
Or does it include the inward reality of purity?
Tabi pe o ni se pelu iwa funfun ti okan ninu lohun?
That leads us to point two, inward and outward holiness.
Eyi ni yo mu wa lo sinu koko keji, iwa mimo ninu ati lode.
Psalm 24 reading from verses 3 and 4.
Orin Dafidi, orin ikerin lelogun ese iketa ati ikerin.
Psalm 24 verses 3 and 4.
Orin Dafidi, orin ikerin lelogun ese iketa ati ikerin.
Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place?
Tani yo gori oke oluwa lo, tabi tani yo duro ni bi mimo re?
You see the word of holy in that verse 3.
Ori oro ti ni mimo ni eseketa yi,
the place where God is counted to be holy.
Ibi ti olorun gbe tabi ibi ti olorun wa ni a pe ni mimo.
The name of the Lord is holy.
Oruko oluwa ni a pe ni mimo.
The word of the Lord is holy.
Oro oluwa pelu je mimo.
The way of the Lord is holy.
Ona oluwa pelu je mimo.
Everything about God,
ohun gbogbo nipa olorun,
is holy.
And
now if you are going to get to the presence of God,
what
does the Lord require from you? Who shall ascend into the hill of the
Lord? Or who
shall stand in his holy place? Verse 4. He that has clean hands and a pure heart. Clean hands outwardly and pure heart inwardly. Hands that are clean will not hold idol, to worship idol. Hands that are clean will not be lifted up to beat or fight father and mother. Hands that are clean will not hold and embrace somebody else's wife to commit adultery with her. Hands that are clean will not hold somebody's daughter to commit fornication with her. Hands that are clean will not hold tobacco or alcohol to defile yourself and destroy yourself with those things. Hands that are clean will not pick what belongs to other people, steal what belongs to other people. Hands that are clean will not take chemicals and swallow and then destroy the innocent baby. Hands that are clean will not commit outward sin. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands. All these sins that people commit outwardly, if you really want to get to the holy hill of the Lord, you'll be free from them. Then it says, and it pure heart. A pure heart that will not entertain evil thought, evil desire, evil plan, mischievous plan in the heart. Pure heart that will not allow or that will not entertain, that will not accommodate lust after women in the heart. A person that is of pure heart will not be pregnant with evil, wanting to commit evil, thinking of evil, planning evil, desiring evil in the heart.
And it's only your comfort for iru eni be ko ni je eni ti o ronu nipa ife kufe ko ni gbon buburu laaye ninu okan re ko ni ma seto ko ni ma damoro ko ni ma ronu nipa bi o se ba elomiran je tabi ki o se isekuse.
A pure heart will not accommodate covetousness in the heart.
Aya fofo ko ni faaye gba oju kokoro ninu okan re.
A pure heart will not accommodate hatred and bitterness in the heart.
Aya fofo ko ni faaye gba ikorira ati ikoro ninu okan re.
A pure heart will not accommodate or entertain malice in the heart.
Aya fofo ko ni a
pure heart will be like unto the mind of Christ. The Adamic nature is taken away. The tendency for evil is uprooted out of that place. The love of God is entrenched and embedded in such a heart. Desire to follow God, desire to obey God, desire to cherish the word of God is what is in the pure heart.
Ife lati ma tele Olorun, ife lati ma gboran si oro Olorun, ife lati ma se nti oro Olorun ba so nikan ni o wa ninu oru okan be.
It is the word of God, it is the will of God that saturates the heart that is pure.
Oro Olorun ati ife Olorun ni o kun inu okan iru eni be ti ati so di mimo.
He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully.
Eni ti o ni owo mimo ati aya funfun, eni ti ko gbe okan re soke si asan ti ko si bure eto.
You may ask, is it possible for somebody to be completely holy outwardly and completely holy inwardly?
O le ma bere wi pe nje o sese fun enikan lati je mimo patapata lode ara ati lati je mimo patapata ninu okan bi.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
Ninu Thessalonica kini ori keji ese ikewa.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 10.
Thessalonica kini ori keji ese ikewa.
Ye are witnesses and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe.
Eyin si ni eleri ati Olorun pelu bi awa ti wa laarin eyin ti o gbagbo ni mimo iwa ati ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
Here is what Paul the apostle said.
Oun ti Paul apostle so ni yi.
That God gave him and other people the grace to be holy, to be just, to be unblameable.
Pe Olorun fun ohun ati awon elomiran ni ore ofe lati je mimo patapata lati wa ni ododo ati lati je ailegon.
Paul had difficulty.
Paul ni isoro.
He had a thorn in the flesh.
Oni egun ninu ara re.
He prayed 3 times about it and God said leave it there.
E meta ototo lo gbadura nipa re sugbon Olorun wi fun pe fi sile nibe.
In the midst of that suffering with the thorn in the flesh, Paul the apostle said God gave him grace to remain holy, just, unblameable.
Laarin wahala yi egun ninu ara re, Paul wi pe Olorun fun ni ore ofe lati wa ni iwa mimo ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
Paul saw trouble more than all the other apostles.
Paul ri wahala ju gbogbo awon apostle ti o ku lo.
He got into prison more than any of the other apostles.
O ni o lo opolopo igbe aye re ninu tubu ju awon apostle ti o ku lo.
He had persecution more than all the other apostles.
O ni o ninu ni bini ju gbogbo awon apostle ti o ku lo.
Yet he said, in the midst of the trouble, in the midst of the persecution, in the midst of the imprisonment, in the midst of the problems, God gave him grace to remain holy, remain just, remain unblameable.
Sibe o wi pe laarin gbogbo isoro yi, laarin egun ti o wa ninu ara ohun, laarin wahala ti o ni, laarin inu ni bi ni ati yiru ati idanwo, Olorun fun ni ore ofe lati wa ni mimo ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
Paul had some false brethren that made life difficult for him. They lied against him, they planned against him, they would have irritated him, and they did a lot of things to make life inconvenient for him. They will even preach against him. But Paul the apostle said, in the midst of all that trouble, with the false brethren that went against his life, he said, God gave him grace to remain holy and just and unblameable.
Paul ni awon kan ti won pe ara won ni arakunrin sugbon ti won ki se arakunrin ni toto ti won je eke arakunrin ti o si je pe opolopo wahala ati idamu ati inira ni won mu wa sinu aye re ti o je pe won ti le waasu lodi si won ti le gbianju lati mu binu sugbon ko binu opolopo nkan ni won se lodi si sugbon sibe Paul wi pe laarin awon eke arakunrin yi pelu gbogbo idanwo ati iriwa ati isoro ti o ndoju ko latodo won Olorun fun lo re ofe lati wa ni mimo iwa ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
Sometimes there will be people in a confederacy and conspiracy, about 40 of them, and they will make a vow that they must kill Paul before they will take any meal. And yet Paul the apostle said, with all those people in conspiracy, with all the things they were planning against him, he knew that the most important thing is holiness. In all that bitterness and hatred of the people against the life of Paul the apostle, he said God gave him grace to remain holy, just, and unblameable.
Ni akoko kan awon kan tile wa ti won to bi 40 ti won dimo lupo ti won si pinu wi pe awon ki yo je onkon be ni awon ki yo mu onkon titi awon yo fi pa Paul ninu gbogbo hila ilo ati wahala ati isoro ye pelu idimo lupo awon ota won yi ti won fe ri eyin Paul. Paul wi pe Olorun ko ni ore ofe lati wa ni mimo iwa ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
This one removes the excuse of many people and they say it is because my husband is not behaving well to me, that's why I'm not able to remain holy.
Eyi ni o mu awawi opolopo kuro ti won wi pe mo fe je mimo sugbon tori pe oko mi ko ti di onigbagbo ni.
It is because some of our church members, they are false brethren and they fight against me and they do some things against me, that's why I'm not able to live a holy life.
Eh mo fe je mimo mo sa pupo ninu awon ara wa ni adugo wa ti won je omo ijo ni won je ike arakunrin won si doju ko mi won ba mi je din tin ko fi le je mimo.
It is because I am sick and I've been praying that God will remove this thorn in my flesh, God will remove this sickness from me, and because of that sickness I didn't know when I lost my holiness.
Nitori pe mo ti le nsa isan gan ni mo ri pe o fa isoro yi ti mo fi padanu iwa mimo nigba ti mo nsa isan ti o si je pe mo ti le sumo enu ona ku n ko mo nkan ti mo le se mo n ko mo gba ti mo so iwa mimo ti mo ninu.
It's because of hunger and nakedness when I didn't have enough money to even buy the basic things I needed for my life, that's why I lost holiness.
Ohun ti o mu ke mi ti le so iwa mimo temi nu ni pe ebi ti pa mi ju be pelu ko si owo lati raso awon ti mo nilo lati ra n ko lowo lati ra n ko mo gba ti iwa mimo so nu mo mi lowo.
I began to grumble, I began to complain, I began to even say some things against people and against God when I saw that there was too much persecution in my life and nobody came to comfort me and visit me.
Nigba ti mo ri pe inu ni bi ni temi o leke nka mo wa bere si kun mo bere si se awawi mo ti le bere si ba awon eniyan ja mo si n fi were pe Olorun lejo nitori pe mo ko wa be mi wo bayi ni mo se so iwa mimo mi nu.
Paul the apostle said through it all and in it all God gave him the grace to remain holy, just, and unblameable.
Paul apostle wi pe ninu gbogbo nkan won yi ati ni gbogbo akoko yi Olorun fun o ni ore ofe lati wa ni mimo iwa ni ododo ati ni ailegon.
Look at that verse 10 again.
Je ka tu wese ke wa ile kan si.
Ye are witnesses.
Oni eyin ni eleri.
Oh, he said you can see the outward behavior. You can see the outward holiness. You have eyes to see. We have lived among you. And he said you are witnesses to the outward holiness.
Oni eni oju lati riran, lati ri ti ohun ti ode ara. E le ri igbe aye wa, e le ri iwa ti ise wa, e le ri ohun gbogbo ti o je pe o n jeyan ninu aye wa, iwa mimo ati ododo ati iwa ilegan wa.
And then he said to the inward holiness, God is witness also.
O si tun wa wi pe nipa iwa mimo ti inu Olorun, Olorun pelu je eleri.
That our heart is pure, God is witness also.
Pe okan wa je funfun, Olorun mo daju daju.
That there is no lust, no inordinate desire, no evil mischievous plan, nothing of sin in our heart, God is witness also.
Pe ko si ife ku fe, ko si ero kero, ko si iwa buburu kankan ti o fara pamo tabi to fara si ninu okan wa, Olorun ni eleri.
It is when we can bring that double witness that we've got the holiness God is looking for.
Nigba ti a ba le mu eri onisepo meji papo ti a si ninu aye wa ni a to le wi pe ani iwa mimo ti Olorun bere.
When people can be witnesses to the outward holiness and God Almighty can be witness to the inward holiness, that's the time we have got the holiness that will take us to heaven.
Nigba ti àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n rí wa tí wọ́n bá lè gba ẹ̀rí wa jẹ́ nípa ti ìwà mímọ́ àti òdodo àti ìwà ìlẹ́gànnú ayé wa ti Olorun fúnra rẹ̀ sì Olorun Olódùmarè ní ọ̀run tí ó lè gba ẹ̀rí wa jẹ́ wípé nítòótọ́ ajẹ́ mímọ́ nínú àti lóde nígbà náà ni a ní ìwà mímọ́ tí ó gbé adé ọ̀run.
How important is this holiness?
Báwo ni ìwà mímọ́ náà ti ṣe pàtàkì tó gan?
How essential is this holiness?
Báwo ni ìwà mímọ́ yìí ti ṣe kókó tó nínú ayé wa?
That leads us to the third point, requirement for entry into heaven.
Èyí ni yóò mú wa lọ sínú kókó kẹta, àmúyẹ tàbí ohun tí a ń béèrè kí a tó lè dé ọ̀run.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
Hebrew orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
Hebrew orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo àti ìwà mímọ́ ní àìsí èyí ni kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
Peace with all men.
Àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
That difficult husband, peace with all men.
Ọkọ rẹ ni ti o le pọnran, alaafia pẹlu eniyan gbogbo.
The wife that will not allow you to say A before she says B, C and D and will begin to make trouble, follow peace with all people.
Aya rẹ ti o jẹ pe ki o to so eyo kan, o ti so mẹwa, o ni ma le pa alaafia pẹlu eniyan gbogbo.
With those incorrigible members in your district that will make life difficult and make leadership difficult, you want to get to heaven, follow peace with all men.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo àwọn wọn ni ní ẹkùn rẹ tí ó jẹ́ pé bí o ti ń tọ́ wọn sọ́nà tó, ó dàbí pé wọn kò kọ́ bí ara sí ìtọ́ni. O ni tí o bá fẹ́ dí ọ̀run, máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
But those people in the place of work that will brag and swear that you will never get promotion in that place and never anything you do, everything is always bad. They will complain, they will slash you, they will criticize you, they will tear you to pieces, they will blackmail you. They are for fight, they are for struggling every time. Do you remember you want to get to heaven? Follow peace with all men.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo àwọn wọn ni, bóyá alábàáṣiṣẹ́ tàbí ọ̀gá níbi iṣẹ́ tí ẹjọ́ ń ṣiṣẹ́ papọ̀ níbi iṣẹ́ kan náà, tí wọ́n sì ti halẹ̀ mọ́, tí wọ́n sì ti fi yọ dájúdájú pé níwọ̀n ìgbà tí àwọn bá bẹ níbi iṣẹ́ yìí, kí o gbàgbé nípa ìgbéga, wọ́n sì máa fọ̀rọ̀ bà ọ́ jẹ́, wọ́n lè máa kọ̀wé lòdì sí ọ, wọ́n máa bá ọjà ní ọ̀nà kan tàbí ọ̀nà mìíràn, wọ́n ń dojúkọ lójoojúmọ́. Ọlọ́run wá wípé tí o bá fẹ́ dí ọ̀run, máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
With those in-laws that come into the family, every time they come, trouble will start. And yet you want to get to heaven. You know that this is the one single thing the devil is trying to take away from you. Follow peace with all men.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo àwọn àna rẹ wọn ni tí wọ́n ń wá sínú ẹbí rẹ, tí wọ́n bá sì ti dé báyìí, ìjọ̀gbọ̀n àti wàhálà yóò ṣẹlẹ̀. Ó sì wá wípé pẹ̀lú gbogbo wàhálà àti ìdààmú tí ò ń rí yìí, bí ó bá jẹ́ pé o fẹ́ dí ọ̀run nítòótọ́, àbúyẹ kan ṣoṣo náà ni pé máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
With those people that are selling near your stall in the market and every time it's complained, they will say, you didn't sweep, you didn't bring the money to a worship idol, you didn't do it, every time it's trouble. If you want to sell, they will be getting your customers and say, don't buy from him, what he's selling is not good, and they'll be shouting at you, saying all sorts of evil things against you, and therefore you are not able to sell well, and you cannot fight. If you want to get to heaven, follow peace with all men.
Pẹ̀lú gbogbo àwọn tí ẹjọ́ mú ilé ìṣọ̀ tàbí ilé ìtajà ti ara ní ọjà, tí ó sì jẹ́ pé nígbà gbogbo wọ́n máa ń wá ẹ̀sùn sí ọ lẹ́sẹ̀, wọ́n lè sọ pé gbálẹ̀ o mówó tiẹ̀ wá owó tá a fẹ́ fi lọ bọ ìyá lọ́jà, tí ó sì jẹ́ pé nígbà gbogbo wàhálà àti èdè àìyedè àti yánpọn yánrin ni tí ó sì máa fẹ̀sùn kàn ọ́. Àwọn tí ó tilẹ̀ ń bọ́ ọ̀rajà wọn oníbàárà rẹ̀, wọ́n máa pè pé ẹ má lọ sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀, ọjà tí ò dáa ló ń tà, tí wọ́n sì ti gbé oníbàárà rẹ̀ tán tí o kò sì tàbí ó ti yẹ, oni bi o ba fe di orun laarin ila ilu ati wahala yi ma le pa alaafia pelu eniyan gbogbo.
In the community, in the house where you are, it is every time that that particular woman will ill treat your child, will knock your child on the head, and if you talk, he will leave the child and begin to want to fight you, and you say, what kind of thing is this? And you do not have money to go and rent another accommodation. All the time it is trouble in that community, and yet you cannot have hatred in your heart if you want to get to heaven. You cannot have bitterness against them in your heart if you want to get to heaven. You cannot refuse to greet them in the morning if you want to get to heaven. Follow peace with all men.
Be pelu pelu gbogbo awon ayalegbele ti ejo ngbele tabi awon ti ejo wa ni adugo boya awon ti o je pe nigba gbogbo ni won ma fi yaje omo re ni aito bi o ba si ti gba omo re ni ko tan ti omo nke ti o fe bere pe ki lo sele yo fi omo sile yo wa doju ko lati ba oja o si won yi pe pelu gbogbo wahala yi bi o ba fe di orun o ko le ja bi o ba fe di orun o ko le ni enikeni ninu bi o ba fe di orun o ko le ma binu bi o ba fe di orun ko ni pe o da n ko ni ki won mo bi o ba fe di orun gbodo ni alaafia pelu won nisisin yo ko si lowo lowo lati fi lo gba ile ibomiran o ni ma le pa alaafia pelu eniyan gbogbo.
And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Ati iwa mimo ni aisi eyi ni ko si eni ti yo ri Oluwa.
Do you understand that verse of scripture?
Nje se we mo yi o daada bi.
That a person may have the gifts of the Holy Spirit and healing ministry, if he doesn't have holiness to add to what he has got, that healing ministry will not get him to heaven.
Pe enikan le ni awon ebun emi mimo ki o si tun ni ise iranse ti iwosan pelu awon ebun emi ti o ni yi ati ise iranse iwosan tabi ti imuladada ti o nse kaakiri bi ko ba ni iwa mimo ko ni di orun.
Do you understand that a person can have talent, a person can have position, a person can have privilege, a person can be invited here and there in this city, in this nation, because they see he has a speaking ability. That man can preach. Without holiness, he cannot see God.
Njo yo wi pe pelu gbogbo ebun tabi talenti ti eniyan le ni ninu aye re o sese ki o je eni ti o ni ebun wiwaasu ti o mo bi ati soro ti o je eni ti enu re dun tabi eni ti o mo bi ati ko ni mara ti o si je pe ni ilohun lo tin gba iwe ipe ti a n pe kaakiri ti o si n lo sibe sugbon sibe pelu gbogbo awon ebun ati talenti yi ti ko ba ni iwa mimo iru eni be ko ni le ri olorun.
A person can be praised and appreciated everywhere and that man is a good man, that woman, she's a good woman, and everybody can be speaking well of you if internally, deep within you, in the secret, behind the curtain, behind the door, when people are not there, this holiness that God is requiring, if it is not in your life, whatever else you have, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
Eni kan le wa boya gege bi arakunrin ni tabi gege bi arabinrin ki awon eyan ma boriyin fun ki won ma ki ni mesan mewa ki won ma mo riri ohun ti o se pe o ti le je ni to nsise bi ise o je ni to ni to lapon to si ni tara ki won si ma yin nigba gbogbo sugbon ti o je pe ninu okan re lohun ni kokon lohun tabi nigba ti o ba wa lohun nikan tabi ninu yewu re iwa mimo ti olorun bere yi ko si ninu aye re pelu bi awon eyan ti boriyin fun to ati bi o ti je ni to ni tara to lai si iwa mimo yi ko ni le ri olorun.
Satan doesn't worry about your being popular, he only gets worried that you will get to heaven.
Satani ko bikita nipa pe o je eni ti gba ojumo tabi eni ti gbogbo eniyan mo sugbon ti o kan gbogbo ju ni pe ki o gba iwa mimo kuro lowo re.
He can allow you to be popular once, he can take heaven away from your hand.
O le gba o laaye lati je eni ti o gba ojumo ti o ba ti le lu eyi lati gba iwa mimo kuro lowo re.
He can allow you to get into politics and everybody will vote for you unopposed. So far, he can take heaven away from you.
O le gba o laaye ki gbogbo ilu feran re ki won si dibo fun o ki o ma ti le ni alatako kankan bi o ba je pe yi ni yo se lati gba orun kuro lowo re.
He can allow you to have all the money you want to have. If he can take holiness and heaven away from you, that's all his desire.
O le gba o laaye lati ni owo to bi o titi olorun bi o ba je pe nipa sise be yo le gba orun kuro lowo re ilepa okan re ni pe ki o gba okuro lowo.
He can allow you to have all the children you want to have and just be giving birth to children every time. If he can take holiness and heaven away from you, he's taking the greatest thing away from you.
O le gba o laaye lati ma bimo lemo ki o si bimo to bi o ti nfe niwon gba ti o ba je pe o le lu eyi lati gba iwa mimo tabi orun kuro lowo re.
And when a person has lost heaven, he has lost everything that is most important.
Nigba ti enikan ba si ti padanu orun, o ti padanu ohun ti o se koko ti o se pataki julo.
When a person has lost all that street of gold, when a person has lost a fellowship with Almighty God, when a person has lost fellowship with Jesus, fellowship with God, when a person has lost the beauty that will continue in a million years, a billion years, and billions and millions of years, when a person loses that joy, eternal joy, he has lost everything that is significant.
Nígbàtí ẹnìkan bá ti pàdánù ọrun tí ó pàdánù rírìn ní òpópónà wúra ni tí ó pàdánù níní ìdàpọ̀ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run títí ayérayé tí ó pàdánù jíjọba pẹ̀lú Jésù Kristo Olúwa títí ayérayé tí ó pàdánù ayọ̀ àti àlàáfíà àti àwọn ìlérí ńlá ńlá wọn ni tí a ti ṣe fún àwọn aṣẹ́gun bí ènìyàn bá ti lè pàdánù eléyìí ó ti pàdánù gbogbo tí ó ṣe pàtàkì jùlọ.
The devil knows that in heaven there will be no sickness.
Àwọn àmọ̀ dájú pé ní ọ̀run kò ní sí àìsàn.
In heaven there will be no curse.
Àmọ̀ pé kò sí ègún lọ́run.
In heaven there will be no pain.
Àmọ̀ wípé kò sí ìrora kankan lọ́run.
In heaven there will be no hunger.
Àmọ̀ pé kò sí ebi lọ́run.
In heaven there will be no trial or tribulation.
Àmọ̀ wípé kò sí ìyíriwo kankan tàbí ìdánwò tàbí ìpọ́njú lọ́run.
In heaven there will be no temptation.
Àmọ̀ pé kò ní sí ìdánwò kankan lọ́run.
In heaven there will be no enemy that will seek after your life.
Àmọ̀ pé kò ní sí ọ̀tá kankan tí yóò máa lé ọ káàkiri lọ́run.
It will be joy and singing all throughout eternity.
Yóò jẹ́ ayọ̀ àti orin kíkọ títí ayérayé lọ́run.
And whatever it will take a man or a woman to get to that place, I believe a reasonable man or woman will say, oh Lord, help me, I want to get there on that day.
Ohunkóhun tí yóò bá sí ìgbà tí yóò mú kí èèyàn lè dé ọ̀run níkẹyìn, mo gbàgbọ́ pé ẹni tí ó mọ nírò yóò wípé Olúwa ohunkóhun tí yóò wù kí yóò ná mi.
That is why it is the most important thing in our lives to have holiness in our heart, holiness in our life, holiness in our speech, holiness in our action, holiness in our decision, holiness day and night, holiness in the private and the public.
Ìdí ni tó ń jẹ́ kó ṣe pàtàkì fún olúkúlùkù wa láti ní ìwà mímọ́ nínú ọkàn wa, ìwà mímọ́ nínú ayé wa, ìwà mímọ́ nínú ìṣe wa, ìwà mímọ́ nínú ìbáṣepọ̀ wa, ìwà mímọ́ ní gbangba àti ní kọ̀kọ̀ nígbà gbogbo.
We don't know when the trumpet shall sound.
A kò mọ̀ ìgbà tí ìpè yóò dún.
The Lord Jesus told the disciples, he said, I am coming back. And he told us, when you begin to see all these things happening, you know the end is very near. And if there is anything you should be looking for now, you should be looking for the coming of the Lord up in the sky. And yet you need to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
There is no time to be careless. Kò sí àkókò láti já fara rárá.
There is no time to be angry.
Kò sí àkókò láti bínú.
There is no time to fight.
Kò sí àyè láti jà rárá.
There is no time to have evil.
Kò sí àyè láti ní ìwà
ìbúrú kankan rẹ. Accommodate evil in your heart.
Kò sí àyè láti fàyè gbogbo búrú kankan nínú ọkàn rẹ.
There is no time to go back into the world.
Kò sí àyè láti padà sínú ayé mọ́.
There is no time to worship idol.
Kò sí àyè láti bọ̀rìṣà mọ́.
There is no time to be covetous.
Kò sí àyè láti máa ṣojú kòkòrò mọ́.
There is no time to run after the things the worldly people are running after.
Kò sí àyè láti ní gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tí ayé sátẹ̀lẹ́yìn nínú ọkàn wa mọ́.
There is no time to be fighting other people and saying, I want to get what he has got.
Kò sí àkókò láti máa jà fitafita láti gbọ́n tí àwọn ẹlòmíràn ní mọ́.
Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
Nítorí pé láìsí ìwà mímọ́ kò sí ẹni tí yóò rí Olúwa.
I want to see the Lord, that's why we are here today.
A fẹ́ rí Olúwa níkẹyìn, ìdí nìyí tá a fi wà ní ìlú nìyí.
That's why we left all those things in the world and we said, Lord, count me among the number, I want to make it.
Ìdí nìyí tá a fi gbogbo àwọn nǹkan tí ń bẹ nínú ayé sílẹ̀ tí a sì wí pé Olúwa kà mí mọ́ iye àwọn èèyàn náà, mo fẹ́ dé ọ̀run.
But the devil is still fighting.
Ṣùgbọ́n èṣù ń jà síbẹ̀ o.
And your flesh is still rebelling.
Ẹran ara rẹ̀ sì ń ṣọ̀tẹ̀ síbẹ̀.
And things in the world are still focusing all attention on you.
Àwọn nǹkan tí ayé sì ń tẹjú mọ́, wọ́n sì fẹ́ fa ọkàn rẹ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Kristi.
They want to drag you back.
Wọ́n fẹ́ fa ọ padà.
Take you from Jesus.
Wọ́n fẹ́ mú ọ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Jesus.
Take you from God.
Wọ́n fẹ́ mú ọ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Take you from heaven.
Wọ́n fẹ́ mú ọ kúrò ní ọ̀run.
Hunger is trying to take you away.
Ebi fẹ́ mú ọ kúrò
báyìí. Persecution is there.
Inú níbi ni wà níbẹ̀.
Trouble is there.
Wàhálà wà níbẹ̀.
Enemies are there.
Àwọn ọ̀tá ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
In-laws are there.
Àwọn àná wà níbẹ̀.
Co-workers are there.
Àwọn tí ẹjọ́ ṣiṣẹ́
fún. Messengers of Satan.
Àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Sátani.
They want to vow with Satan that you will not get to heaven.
Wọ́n fẹ́ jẹ́jẹ́ pẹ̀lú Sátani pé òun yóò wù torí o kò ní dọ́run.
And what are you, what is your own decision?
Kí wá ni ìpinnu tìrẹ gan o?
Follow peace with all men.
Ẹ máa lépa àlàáfíà pẹ̀lú ènìyàn gbogbo.
And holiness.
Àti ìwà mímọ́.
And holiness.
Àti ìwà mímọ́.
And holiness.
Àti ìwà mímọ́.
Let's rise up and pray.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde dúró láti gbàdúrà.